Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Romulus Buckle and the Engines of War by Richard Ellis Preston, Jr. Performed by Luke Daniels. Part 1. The Phoenix and the Iron Cross. 1. The Mountains of Tehachapi. Captain Romulus Buckle was a Zeppelineer, and Zeppelineers, with their instinctive affinity for air machines, never felt entirely at home on the steaming back of a horse. Especially a horse scrambling up a precarious path cut into the ice-bound face of a mountain. Buckle grumbled curses, uncomfortable and random, into the mothball musky wolf fur of his parka hood. Ice particles pricked inside his nose. Through the tunnel of his hood, the trail appeared to jerk back and forth as the horse clambered upward. Now and again a snap of freezing air punched in and stung the still feeling edges of the otherwise numb skin on his cheeks and nose. Buckle's goggles had frozen over a while before, leaving him near blind, but the fur lining insulated a good chunk of his face. The hoary lenses transformed the world into a bouncing shimmer. His horse, a coffee-colored brute named Kronos, was experienced on the trails. Kronos knew every cleft and cranny, according to Buckle's hired guide, Pinter. And Buckle had been told to leave the horse be and let him mountain goat the treacherous heights the way he knew how to climb them. Putting his life in the keeping of an aggressive horse he did not know did not please Buckle, but if he wanted to scale the mountain now, this was the only way he could do it. Dog teams would be useless on this kind of terrain.
"Time to wake up, Captain!"
The glassy wobble that was Pinter shouted back over the rump of his horse, 5 paces ahead.
"We're heading over into the soft stretch of the traverse now, you hear? Into the pass. The wind don't bother to be so cantankerous there. But keep your musket handy. We're rambling into saber-tooth territory."
Buckle lifted his chin out of the wolf fur and shouted, "Aye!" He barely trusted the fidgety mountain man, with his gaunt features
Sample complete. Ready to continue?